This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Chief has a sports hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. Here's Wolchuk with that proper round tripper on your home of the 500 Texas Rangers, buddy.
Damn right. Damn right, baby. Let's go. We're going to get above 500 tomorrow. Bring on those Royals of Kansas City. What do we learn about our Rangers? Well, how about the bullpen this week? 1.88 ERI in a league high 38 and a third innings in the last week, according to FanGraphs. That was a league best 0.8 WAR as a group. That's wins above replacement. Workload 6 1/3 innings from Jacob Latz. You had Sean Armstrong, who was incredible. And how about Cole Winn? They've been brilliant, just the three of them together. And then Luke Jackson getting it done. Robert Garcia dancing out of trouble there on Friday to preserve a victory. And speaking of just all these arms in the bullpen, how about Luke Jackson? The post-game interview he gave yesterday with Laura Stickles on RSN.
Dog, like that famous Instagram video. Cole Winn, dog, you know. Latsy dog, Webby dog, Armstrong starting, going perfect game, dog. All these guys, man. Rob Garcia taking the ball a million times the past 2 weeks, dog. Like, just every single person, like, through it. Boz showing up, doing his thing, dog. So it's just all these guys that, man, it's a fun group to be around. I think it took us a while to gel together. We're all kind of different Looney Tunes, but I think it's been a lot of fun.
Incredible. They're all dogs in my book. Dog, Cole Winn, dog, Robert Garcia, dog, Luke Jackson. Hey, Luke, you got it going as well, man. I thought that we were in a little bit of a pickle there. It was hold your butt situation. He ended up getting it going. So this bullpen's been phenomenal despite having some starters out of the rotation right now.
Yeah, I think Luke Jackson's going to run hot and cold, you know, and you just can't put him in high leverage situations consistently and expect it to be good. But you know, the fact that Cole Winn is doing what he's doing, we really need to get Mally and Eovaldi healthy along with Gray and Bradford here over the next couple of weeks. And then we can feel tremendous about the second half of the season.
Yeah. And that's 1.88 ERA. If I said ERI, oof, sorry about that.
There was an ERI situation in there, but you were so locked in.
Earned runs inherited. Did I create something there? Yeah. Earned runs allowed ERA.
I thought it sounded sophisticated. I really
might have. I mean, sometimes you just kind of throw stuff out there, see if it sticks. This one, not so much. I appreciate you holding me accountable there, 214 and the 469. Speaking of pickles, though, I mean, that was the story yesterday with Kamar Rocker. I've never quite seen this. Obviously, we've talked about the pickle juice game, Brian. You go back to 2000, those filthy Eagles coming into Texas Stadium. Like, we knew, hey, pickle juice is good for the cramping. But three bottles, Kamar Rocker just putting it down like a champ yesterday in the fifth inning. He's able to stay out there, gets this thing done, scoreless baseball, and afterwards he caught up with the media talking about the pickle juice game.
How hard is it to drink three bottles of pickles?
It wasn't hard. I had two down already in the dugout, so I mean, those were just, they're just extra.
Did you ask Jackson to bring you another one there?
No, when he came out there, I said, oh, no. That was a good one. That was a different one. That one felt good. So
you had two down in the dugout. Does that mean you had five total? Because we saw three.
I drank everything today.
You need to drink more the day before?
Last night for dinner, the whole thing. I mean, doing what we can.
You need IVs.
That's the next thing, huh?
Man, so he had to have had five bottles because he had two on the mound that we saw. Then comes out the bat boy. He runs another bottle of pickle juice out there to him. Now, I do wonder, would the bad dog or the bad boy have made it faster? I think I might go with the bad dog here.
Bad dog probably punctures a hole in the pickle juice and then gets a taste of that flavor and says, no, this is my pickle juice now.
You know, maybe if the dog was a St. Bernard, you know, it carries the pouch underneath the neck.
Oh. I mean, are we doing St. Bernard bad dogs? It seems like we're just doing a bunch of golden retrievers.
If you're going to have to carry liquid out to the mound, I'd go with the St. Bernard.
That Mark might be the Shotwood. Next step.
Lauren Shotwood, of course.
Yep.
And yes, she did, Chief.
Would you guys be all down for like pickle juice, drinking pickle juice by
way? You know, it runs through you, right?
Yeah, it just goes
right. It runs right through you.
Right through you. Yeah.
So he was immediately
waterfalls back there, fam.
Oh, back there. Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was up there or back there. No. You're going back there, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, that might have been
water pools, fam.
It's like a laxative.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So what did you do for the colonoscopy?
Well, interesting. That's a guy who fought through a lot of adversity then, even more than I anticipated.
It was a hell of a day yesterday for Kamar Rocker.
Is it? Do we know exactly
what? Butt clinch day.
There's so many different. He's got a tank, too. I mean, every time they show him in the dugout, I mean, we talk about Cal Raleigh.
Well, Dad was a defensive lineman, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
crazy. The ultimate bowl of oatmeal is Kamar Rocker.
Looking at his butt cheek.
The pickle juice, is that just a run-of-the-mill dill pickle juice? Or because there's so many different variations of the pickle. There's a million different pickles
It's probably just the dill pickle juice, but I think all the pickle juice would probably serve the same purpose for the hydration.
I think they've got them maybe specially, I think the Eagles did it right out of the old pickle jar.
They did,
kind of a deal. And now I think we've gotten better at it.
Yeah, now we've got it in its own little pickle juice, too.
Like, you can put that pickle juice with, like, tequila, and it's supposed to be pretty good.
It's a hell of a chaser.
Yeah.
Pickle juice is. Keeps you hydrated.
Man, I've been all about the bread and butter pickles lately.
You ever sip the juice?
I cannot get enough of those. I don't sip the juice, no. By the time the pickles are out of there, there's like half a jar of juice, and that just gets trashed.
Let me ask you something there, Chieftain. That hand is just going right into that jar every single time.
Wow, it's funny you say that.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife said something about
your fingers on this pickle.
You know what? And he's scratching his butt, you know, and he's putting his hand in the pickle jar.
Here's the deal: you can only do it at the very beginning because then the hand can't fit in the jar. So at some point, you have to go spoon here. You got to spoon that thing out.
Yeah, but
the first cracking of that jar, I'm probably just gonna fingertip. Five or six of them bad boys.
No, you're not fingertipping your handful. That hand is
your hand's like a Pringles can. You can only Pringle out with your fingers like the first. Maybe 10%. After that, you got to start drinking the Pringles.
Are you shaming the people?
Or you got to spoon out something.
We'll drink the pickle juice out of the jar.
My man's got the worst hands in the league, and he's just jamming them in the pickle
jar. Your LSU Tiger, who's going finger to the Roll Tide booty, is the worst finger in the league.
We're getting ready to start this baseball game, by the way.
I thought Dwight Howard was about to do that against Lance Stevenson. He's got history there. Right-hander Garrison Garabito. He did make several appearances over the last few years with the Rangers. He is leaving. He's got a pitching opportunity in Korea. So the 29-year-old is going to leave the Rangers. He recently was at Triple A Mound Rock. And I hope that he ends up crushing it there in Korea, man. Hmm. Go Garrison Garabito. Go get it, man.
You've always been a Garabito guy.
I always loved me some Garabito. Great news for Sporzy. He continues to be on schedule right now. You had Cody Bradford. He threw to hitters for the second time in a week. Josh Spores faced hitters for the first time since he had his shoulder surgery. So our guy Sporzy is still trending in the right direction. Might not need to go for a high-leverage arm because I don't know if there's any more high-leverage arm than Josh Spores.
Yeah, as long as it's the month of October or November, Sporzy is unhittable.
Yep. Just got to get to October, right? Just get to that calendar. Yesterday, we were doing BetMGM. Realized, my gosh, we just had a blockbuster trade. Rafael Devers has been traded from the Red Sox to the Giants. What makes this great is you have the Red Sox traveling to San Francisco. They're going to play at Oracle this weekend. So Boston gets left-handed starter Kyle Harrison. They get the righty Jordan Hicks, who the Rangers were interested in a couple of years ago from St. Louis. He was a bullpen arm. Now he's a starter. They also get a couple of prospects in the deal as well. But the Giants are going to cover the remainder of Devers' contract, which runs through 2033. They're paying him more than $250 million. Giants are like, this is what we had to do. Nobody's signing with us in free agency. We keep thinking we're getting the big fish, whether it was Carlos Correa or you name the guy. They're not coming. So we now need to go ahead and make these trades happen. And for the Red Sox, they're like, all right, this is going to be addition by subtraction. Rafael Devers was not a guy that wanted to be here. He was not being a team player. It's great because he's already saying, I'll play any position the Giants need me to play. You know, he's like, screw you, Boston. But he might have been led astray. I mean, he signed a big-time deal. They end up changing general managers. Maybe the plan changes. But there was some bad blood there between Boston and Rafael Devers, and a change of scenery probably needed.
Crazy. One of the guys that gets traded was supposed to start on Sunday Night Baseball last night for the Giants.
10 minutes before. Boom. Sorry. We're moving on. Craziness.
Man, it's got to be tough if you're a Boston Red Sox fan because you got so used to you playing with the big boys and now you can't get a lot right and all of your best players are being sent to the NL West.
Now, I don't know if that would be a manager problem or a player problem. We go to D.C., Nationals manager Dave Martinez. G-Bag Nation, you make the call. Is Dave Martinez reaching or is he preaching here with, it's not the coach's fault?
It's never on coaching. Never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point it here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, and the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
Never on coaching. Never on coaching, says Dave Martinez. Now, the Nationals are on a 7-game losing skid. They're 2-10 this month. They came into the month at 28-30. They've only scored 30 runs. That's 2.5 per game. Now, we kind of know the feeling, okay? But to say never on coaching. We work our ass off. Can't swing the bat for him.
He's won a World Series, though, hadn't he?
Dave Martinez?
Yeah.
He might have. I got to go back and look at his.
The one that they won, did he win? Was he part of
it? I don't know if he was the manager there.
Look at that for that one.
But either way, that sounds like you don't want to be taking accountability for your team's struggles there.
He won that bad boy.
Okay, so he was the manager.
No credit to him. That was just a credit to the players. The players
did it. I guess the players won him that world. I mean, if that's kind of the way that he wants to go about it, yeah. The players got him a World Series championship. Thank goodness gracious to guys like, Strasburg and Patrick Corbin and that great Juan Soto run and 19
Harper,
years old.
Right? Harper played,
no,
right?
Bryce Harper just left. That was his first year gone from Philadelphia.
Was that his first year gone?
Yeah.
214, I think, nails it, says it's an accountability issue. I don't know if it's with the skipper and like sort of trickles down like from the tone that he sets, or he's got an accountability issue with his team and he's run out of things, if you're in an organization that's constantly blaming the coaches, that's a significant obstacle for getting better. So, I think the GM has a major figuring out to do, quite an investigation I'd be looking to do. Like, is Dave Martinez the problem? Because that sounds like it could be the problem.
Yeah, that sounds like a manager that needs to be fired. If you
Players, this is not on you. So listen. This is not on you. Players, y'all did everything. Y'all gave your heart. Y'all did everything right. It was the coaches.
Yeah. Damn right it was the coaches.
I mean, it might be a great manager who's just at wit's end. I can't believe a bunch of losers that I have here. They're constantly blaming everybody else. The manager might actually be spelling it out perfectly for you.
Yeah, and you know what? There is a way to probably say it that's not like it's never on the coaching.
Yeah, you cannot say that, even if you're 100% correct.
Like, we've got two things here this year. Rangers, right? So they end up moving on. They bring in Booney. And since then, the Rangers are 500, and they're a run better per game. The O's fired Brandon Hyde, their manager. They were 15-28. They've gone 14-12 since. So just this year, you've got two other teams that didn't make coaching changes, and they've immediately seen better results. Now, did the players start playing better? Yes, that does have a lot to do with it. But it's hard to be like it's never on the coaching. Just never on the coaching, Dave Martinez. Bit of a foolish rant that he went on.
No, I mean, just as a general like principle of leadership, you got to take responsibility for what you can control. Then there's the unwritten rules of baseball, which is we don't throw each other under the bus. Yeah. Not coaches to manager, not vice versa, not player to player. So something weird's going on there. Maybe he wants to get fired.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe he's just sick of this thing.
That's what the 936 said. Sounds like a manager that wants to be fired.
It's not on me.
And it's not only baseball, it's all of sports. Any coach steps up to the podium after a game and says that, You expect those players to want to go out there and play for you ever again?
No, like it's all me. Like, well, you have no accountability here, coach.
Just pointing the finger.
Come on.
The grinding of losing. I mean, I talk about it a lot, like losing is toxic. And I think it's going to grind out your satisfaction and happiness for life. Like, as a coach, if you're losing, it's going to be very difficult to be anywhere near happy. And then we're not just talking about happiness. We're talking about mental health.
Right.
You know, so I think a lot of these guys are consciously or subconsciously looking for a way out.
Shout out to Shohei Ohtani. He's back tonight. He's going to be pitching. He's expected to go just a couple of innings, 21 months removed from a second repair of his UCL. He's expected to throw perhaps two at most. It might only even be one inning, but I'm excited to see Shohei back on the bump. This is going to be a night game, so we're looking at like 9 o'clock. I'm sure all the feeds will cut into it. If you're watching the NBA Finals, I mean, you're really just going to need to watch like an inning
Shohei
of this, and Shohei's
Ohtani.
Gone. But, hey, they need him because the rest of their starting rotation, you got a bunch of guys on the IL. And I do wonder if that weren't the case, would they necessarily have him pitching already? But they're kind of in a situation in L.A. where they're short on arms. They need Shohei to come back. So we'll see how he does tonight. He's thrown 44 pitches over the course of his simulated innings. They're taking on the Padres. I'm excited to see how he looks. The price is skyrocketed. They tripled once they found out Ohtani would be pitching. I guess everyone's excited to see that inning.
Yeah, it's a big return. I think it's a big night in baseball, and it's exciting because the Rangers got back to 500 yesterday. Have the night off to enjoy it. If you miss CY with us back there at 420, he has updates on everything. You can go back there with the Odyssey app. It's got, you know, basically like a podcast with segments. I was watching the Fox 4 News over here while Wolchuk was delivering that incredible prompt around Tripper. How did Fox 4 get that video of Micah in the drill at minicamp last week? I thought this was a no photo and no video situation.
Oh, no, there's a certain point that you can film actually the individual drills.
Okay.
And then once they go into team period, then you can't do that.
They had, I know Patrick Nosey also took the video, posted the video, then was upset. They made him take it down. He's been very vocal about that on social media.
And Fox 4 is running it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking for that piece of video because I only saw it in a few places.
Yeah, there for like a second, and then boom, it was gone.
I was like, this is cool, but then I couldn't find it many places.
Well, they let him at practice. The cameras were all set up, and then the PR walked around and said, okay, no, please stop, and then everybody stopped. So, yeah, that was during the time period where, you know, they were able to film.
Hey, your LSU Tigers are at Rocco's right now. Paul Skeens just been updating the LSU shots.
We're in trouble. Yeah, I just showed him right now. We're down 2-0.
He's sitting there with his girlfriend soaking in the game right now as the Tigers are down 2-0.
Yeah.
Top of the first.
Mm. Now, this is the winner's bracket, right? So if they lose, they'll face Arkansas tomorrow?
They'll face Arkansas tomorrow. Yeah, they've allowed, I mean, they're getting after. UCLA, I saw a stat here just a second ago. UCLA threw the first time through the lineup, like over a 400 hitting team. They look like it right now with the way that they're
you're rattled. I can see it.
Oh no, I don't feel great right now about this one. UCLA's like 27-1. I saw when they score first.
Oh,
yeah. Let's make it 27-2 tonight, Broadus.
Why not?
Man, what about did you address the dead balls?
I did not address the tainted balls. We do think players are thinking that we have dead balls out there. That Major League Baseball. I know Andrew McCutchen was one that was outspoken about it. We had a hard hit Juan Soto ball in their game against the Rays that ended up dying at the warning track. And somebody wrote, "You can't convince me Major League Baseball isn't using dead balls." Andrew McCutchen said that he was told by a rep that the balls are indeed different this year. They stated higher seams, which produces more drag on the balls, causing baseballs to not travel as far as they should. But nobody else has really – I mean, they have had a tendency, I think, to manipulate the ball in one way or another, whether it's juice to get more runs. Maybe now it's let's try and help out the pitching aspect of it.
Hey, whatever it takes, just get the most entertaining product and one that's favorable for the Rangers, and everything will be square. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking us?
We prep our bodies for NBA Finals game number 5. Plus, we have a little college footballs for you, and the mayor of Coney Island announces his return next in the nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's time for the Sports Hodgepodge segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've ever, if you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Guys, we're heading back to Pickler Universe, and I'm excited. We're actually playing pickleball in the Dawson driveway right now. And we're going to be back out at the Pickler Universe in Carrollton on Friday at 2835E, just past the George Bush. So come on out, learn all about pickleball and this amazing club. And I'm sure they'll have a party ready for us on Friday, Chief.
Yeah, I think we're going to be sipping on some Stella Artois, probably get some more pizza in the mix, just like we did last time. It was a great, great little environment, dude. I can't get over how they packed that place out with pickleball lovers.
They did.
It is rampant.
I'm a pickleball lover myself now.
Yeah, you've been getting after it.
Yeah. And by
have you lost yet?
No. No, I'm not going to lose for a couple years here. But I did coach Abby up on some techniques. She was leaning too much. You know, when you step into that shot, you want to like follow how a tennis player would do it and something like that, right? Well, she was out there reaching, so it was too easy. Cleaned up her technique a little bit. Now it's more like 10 to 5, 10 to 6.
I like it.
So I'd give her at least a couple years.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight, tied at 2-2. This is the 32nd time that a Finals has been tied going into Game 5. The winner of Game 5 has gone on to lift up that Larry O'Brien trophy 74% of the time.
Wow.
So this is certainly a big game. The Pacers may have lost the series in the final minutes of Game number 4. You have the lead. Pacers were dominating the game, shooting the three ball extremely well. I mean, the Thunder couldn't hit a three to save their lives the other night. Jalen Williams was spectacular. Chet Holmgren, I thought, was awesome, especially early in that fourth quarter. And then SGA just absolutely took over.
Yeah. You know, it's in that moment that I think it kind of reminded me of an NCAA tournament game where it's like, okay, these next 2 minutes are going to decide it. And the cream rose to the top. I think that's what we saw, like OKC finally figuring out, looking each other in the eyes and saying, we can't take this team for granted anymore. We got to execute. Maybe they get lucky. They get some bounces. But it's my opinion now that they are going to win this series again, maybe in 6, but definitely in 7.
SGA scored 15 points in the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter on Friday night. That's the most points any player has scored in the last 5 minutes of an NBA Finals game this century.
Wow.
And he was out of gas. The Thunder, they were all out of gas, it felt like, in Game 3. Mm-hmm. Daigneault was like, all right, we gotta switch things around. Jalen Williams became the guy that was really running their offense, just taking the load off of SGA even when he was on the court. They sat him down at different times, more so than they usually do. And then it was all like, oh my gosh, this better work, because it was clearly not working for them for three quarters of the game. It's like SGA not having his fingerprints on it. And then the fourth quarter, it's like, all right, this is why we saved you. You're rested up. Go get him. And the Nesmith foul out was obviously huge late in that game. Nesmith and Nembhard have been extremely pesky, but when he went down, That was pretty much all she wrote for those guys. Mathurin was a huge problem on the heels of his 27 points in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Then late in that game, after Nesmith went down, he was a disaster. But a really, really awesome series to this point. I definitely think OKC ends up winning tonight at home, and they've been dominant for basically the entirety of their home games in this series outside of Game 1 when they surrendered the lead to the Pacers. So this is a ton of fun, and they're bringing back the intro, the player intros. We're actually going to get to watch those before the game. They hadn't done that since like 2013. I didn't realize they had done away with it many years. Tonight's the first night they're coming back with it. The NBA is clearly listening to the internet, who's been complaining about just the entire NBA Finals production for the most part from top to bottom. Everybody's frustrated by just feels like a run-of-the-mill game.
Lack of content,
time.
You know, it's like the game went late and we're trying to burn through the segments so we can get through our commercial inventory. I imagine it's because what happened with the economy post COVID and advertisers wanted to keep prices low for companies that are a little sensitive about their budgets here with economic uncertainty. So they're just going to run more ads to make up for it. And the result has been ESPN has lost all their momentum when it comes to the pre and post game show stuff. Nobody wants to tune into that. And that sucks. You know, and I think the pregame intros, how they do them differently in the postseason, are one of the things that draw you in and set the scene.
Yes.
Like, it reminds me of actually being in the arena when they have the pyrotechnics going and you can feel the flames. There's actually, you know, all this extra stuff that's happening that you know, creates that pageantry.
Yeah, exactly. It's the pageantry of the NBA Finals. Game one, if you were to have tuned in, you would have not known that that was a finals game. If you were just somebody that was turning on a television, you don't follow basketball. They did more for the in-season tournament than they did for the NBA Finals. Like, there's no reason not to have finals decals on the floor whatsoever. And they tried to switch it up with the fake, you know, computer-generated ones. Now I think they actually do have them on the court. They still have the YouTube deal, you know, of course, because they got to get the money there.
Sure.
But it's about damn time we're doing this. And I do appreciate the NBA listening and taking the fans into account here, but it's very reactionary, and I don't know why they weren't doing it in the beginning.
So for game six of the Stanley Cup final, you have the Panthers looking to close out the Oilers. The least expensive seat, just under $900.
Mm. Yeah, because they're thinking they're going to get to watch their team skate around with the cup.
That's right.
And I believe they will.
You pay good money for that. Yeah, the Panthers are pretty dang dominant, dude.
They're really good.
Gosh, that's been a heck of a series as well. Okay, we mentioned Caitlin Clark from this weekend, but I did just want to point out, like, it was six threes in the first half. She had 25 points in 13 minutes of action. And at one point, she scores 9 points in less than 45 seconds with just ridiculous threes.
Yeah, I was watching.
She's
like,
otherworldly, dude.
I was watching like a 90-second YouTube video, and I'm like, these aren't highlights. I kept waiting for the break in the video, but they were just showing sustained action.
Back-to-back possessions, dude.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's really in her bag right now. Take a little break. Had the, what was it, the quad injury or whatever she was dealing with.
Five games.
She comes on back, and she's absolutely on fire.
Well, her confidence has gone to another level. You know, now she realizes exactly where she can get her shots. And so she's aggressively hunting it a little bit more. And when she's feeling it, she's turning loose that amateur Caitlin Clark that, you know, I didn't know if we were going to get in the pros.
After being banned from the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest, Joey Jaws has announced his return. He says this event means the world to him, huge part of his life. And he continues to partner with a variety of companies, including the plant-based hot dogs or whatever he was going with, but Nathan's is the only hot dog company he cares about. He says, I respect that there were differences in interpretation, but I'm grateful we've been able to find common ground. I'm excited to be back on Coney Island to do what I live to do.
Yes.
Just hammer hot dogs in front of the world.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. And give the Nathan's hot dog people credit for this. They realized that they lost their best draw.
They ran them that money.
We told them last year.
Yeah, you guys screwed this up.
This was
going to
happen.
Yeah.
They didn't listen.
They didn't want him doing his own sponsorship deals. So they
well, last year he just went ahead and did his thing versus Kobayashi on Netflix, and everybody watched that. And nobody watched Nathan's.
Three-run homer.
Wow, look at that.
So we're up 4-3 now.
LSU just taking the lead like that.
Yeah.
Looks like the Bruins can't pitch.
Yeah, they've struggled a little bit here. 4-3. Gosh, this thing. Out of way.
Way to go, Broadus. Wow, this has been electric to start this game. We're still in the first inning. It's 4-3. Exit velo, 109.7, 388-foot dong right there for your LSU Tiger. That's pretty strong. 63 career homers, third in program history for Jared Jones.
Jared Jones.
That's good because we do have some college stuff to address here. I cannot believe this is true.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true either, but allegedly it is.
I've double sourced it. Apparently, Bowling Green has a linebacker, Gideon Lampron.
Yeah.
And his middle name is literally ESPN.
Gideon ESPN Lampron.
Lampron.
Did they just love ESPN that much?
That is his name, dude.
It's weird.
His name, ESPN Lampron.
So dad wanted to name him ESPN and settled for middle name?
I guess so. I mean, maybe mom is just an avid ESPN and sports fan. ESPN is this kid's middle name. He plays for Bowling Green. I think it would be more awesome if he was like a big-time school type player.
Like a Dayton Flyer.
But we see crazy names.
He just transferred from Dayton.
We see.
I went to school with this girl, and her real name was Sativa. Like, her parents were super hippies, and they were like, bang.
That's weird.
Let's name this kid Sativa. And this is like seventh or eighth grade. Of course, she was one of the first kids smoking dope, you know, behind the gymnasium.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to smoke with a girl named Sativa.
Right.
You have to.
It was seventh grade. I was nowhere near it. I was like, how are we already into this?
Yeah.
You know, is this college?
Yeah, you're right.
Turns out it was more like ninth, 10th grade.
I mean, yeah, for some, they were early starters there.
It was like senior year, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was senior year. I was depressed. My man said, take this.
That'll get the job done. Yeah. Lenora Sellers turned down a crazy NIL deal to stay with South Carolina.
He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the most exciting quarterbacks to watch football this year.
If he didn't get hurt in the LSU game, like in the first half of the game, South Carolina wins that game.
They're the hottest team to end the season, really. Yeah, I mean,
crazy
they really,
how good they were, South Carolina. And they had all those rotational defensive linemen.
Great defense.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah, they were a good team. But yeah, his dad talking about $8 million. That he was getting offered by rival SEC schools. I did kind of love this from his dad.
I thought you in particular.
I thought it was kind of badass.
Would appreciate it.
I did.
Because you have the Nico Imalieva dads out there that are just scratching and clawing for every penny.
He's holding leaving the team high and dry. This was good.
And it looks like the Miami Hurricanes have officially begun construction on their on-campus stadium. They've been playing in Dolphin Stadium all these years. That's been a huge problem for
Orange
them.
Orange Bowl, like, and then, yeah.
Well, after the Orange Bowl, they're starting to play in the Dolphin Stadium, and they got
to... Are they trying to do an SMU thing?
If you're a student who wants to go to the game, you got to hop on a bus and drive like an hour to go watch
that's
the Hurricanes
Coral Gables,
play. Yeah, it's
the Hard Rock.
Yeah, it's not really within striking distance.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So,
and they're a private school; they got the money.
See, that's actually not the case. Miami has perpetually. I mean, now with the NIL stuff, they have a couple of donors they have a couple of like companies or whatever. I don't know that are willing to throw money around, but they've always claimed like poor man when it comes to their facilities and all that stuff, despite how dominant they had been for so many years.
That's crazy.
So Miami's getting the call up there with some better facilities, which will be good for them, I would imagine. Okay, I saw this the other day, and I will pepper you guys with a couple of these, but there's a lot of them, so we can spread it out.
About 20 miles to the stadium.
It's a long drive.
20 miles in Miami.
Yeah, 20 miles. Day. Coral Gables to Hard Rock is about, Miami Gardens is about 18 to 20 miles.
Okay, so we have all these different, what do you call them? That's like a PIN number or a QR code or an SMS. Do you know what these stand for? Okay, I'm going to quiz you on a couple of these.
SMS XXX.
Do you guys know what a PIN number stands for?
Yeah, you put in the number.
Personal identification. There you go.
Oh, you're looking for like what the actual SMS, standard messaging system?
Okay, I think you're right on that. I will double check you here in a second.
Sounded right.
What is a QR code?
What does QR mean? I don't know.
Query, something to do with a query.
Be careful.
Query rate.
Quick response code,
you dumbass. He's going down query lane over here. Quick response, huh?
We should have let him just drown out there.
It took me the longest time to figure out how to scan those QR codes. Like, I've been in a couple of restaurants, like, just scan the QR code, and I've looked at it, and I'm like...
It's on the table. Like, where's my scanner?
I'm going to get up and leave.
No. Lady
it's put, the COVID. That changed. They got rid of the menus.
Lady did that the other day. She goes, oh, it's right here in the code. And I go, do you have a real menu? And she goes, really? I go, yes. Can I have a real menu, please? She brought me one.
Man.
There you go.
I didn't want to.
Those are some of the dirtiest things, though, those menus.
Well, that's how the pros
not
decide.
Not Eric sticking his hand in the pickle
this
jar.
This is a dirty, that's my jar, okay? Yeah. That's not a community jar. That jar's mine. I mean, what are you going to do? Criticize me for going mouth to milk jug as well? Is that going to be offensive to you?
I think that
who's
probably
not going mouth to milk jug in their own house? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's
there's no telling what else other like laws you break at the homestead.
Well,
yeah,
keep a couple of those close to the vest.
Uh-huh.
I feel seen with the pickle stuff. Yes. I didn't know that was going to get thrown at me today. SMS,
standard messaging system.
Short message service.
Short message service.
MMS, multimedia messaging service. Do you guys know what Wi-Fi is?
Wireless fidelity. Wireless
internet. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Wireless fidelity, dude. Nice. Good job.
It does.
What's a GIF?
I believe it's a GIF.
I think it's a GIF.
Is it a GIF?
I don't know.
Peanut butter.
Graphics interchange something.
Yeah. Graphics. Okay, Chat GP bleep hole.
I did. Okay, I'll read it. Graphics interchange format.
He didn't read.
Oh, I know what this is. Like,
I tried just to get the GI and punt on the F. I'm not totally sure.
I somewhat tried to fake it, like I was really. I knew it, and then hopefully somebody would jump in.
Uh-huh. Who knows what a GPS is?
Global positioning system.
Obviously, right? I didn't even know a KYC existed.
Know your client.
Know your customer. Yep, you nailed it. PDF.
Well, John,
export.
No idea.
Portable document format.
Okay, thank you. There you go.
Portable document. Well done. Absolutely on fire.
Look at this.
Nice work,
good job,
man.
Good job. This man is secretary.
Got your sea legs
well
back.
Done. Well done. What else we got? CBS?
That's the smartest guy in the room right here.
He's done it again.
Let's go, Bruins.
I can't wait till it's just a brain chip in us. You know, get listened for us and just give us the idea. Thank you, ChatGPT.
We get that Joey Jaws.
Weird response code.
Okay, we got to run before this goes too far off the rails. A Fred and Blake Fan After Dark coming up.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Next nation. Thank you, Lucius. Look at that. Wrapping up 5 hours flawless once again. Lucius Alexander stuck on automatic. Tomorrow, it's going to be 4.5 hours a nation. Rangers pregame at 6:30. Rangers player show at 3:20 tomorrow. And we're excited about this baseball team once again. Broadus is living and dying with every pitch over here as LSU and UCLA are battling it out in the College World Series. Loser faces Arkansas tomorrow in the loser's bracket. As now we chat with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
Hola, feeling splendid. If they have to play Arkansas, you don't want to go against, what's his name, Gabe, that threw the no-hitter
Wood.
The other day?
Yeah, Gabe Wood today.
Ooh, Gage. 19 Gage. Strikeouts. Gage, yeah, Gage Wood.
Hell of a name.
That boy's nasty. Hell of a name. And a lot of times you see these prospects put a good performance in the College World Series, and then boom, bump their draft stock. So shout out. I don't know where Gage is on the draft boards, but I assume that game didn't help.
Says he's projected to be a first rounder. We'll see if that ends up happening.
Well, that game didn't hurt it. Didn't hurt his draft.
The Arkansas local, like the Fayetteville student paper headline, laid the wood. Is that just a no-brainer?
That dude's never paying for
it. Got National Enquirer written all over it right there.
I think I'd go with 12-gauge wood.
Mm. 12-gauge wood.
I mean,
see, that's why we spitball before we run with it.
Or maybe even just throwing 19-gauge for the strikeouts. 19 strikeouts. Okay.
He hasn't even pitched that much looking at his baseball
reference.
No, he
really hadn't. No.
I mean, his ERA coming into the day, he had a 5 ERA on the season. So this was like the game of his life.
Bro was literally unhittable. That's why he was so excited, because he was just so geeked that his stuff was finally working, and it came at the best time possible.
If you didn't get a chance to see the pitches, you need to go watch them. They are phenomenal. The curveball, the high fastball, he had the hitters looking silly up there.
Speaking of looking silly, I'm going to have my G-Bag co-host looking silly on Friday as we're going to be out at the hottest new pickleball spot, Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 I-35, just past the bush there. Come on out, learn about pickleball, this amazing new club. Last time we were there, they had a pizza party. They had free pickleball while you were there. Stella Artois was there. Had cold beers they were handing out, and it was quite a party. That is Friday at Pickler Universe there in Carrollton.
That's a nice location, too. I drive by there after every show.
Very nice. So
it's
beautiful what they've done inside there. Last time we were there, they were halfway done. They had championship courts set up, but they also had like 12 public courts set up. They were all sold out, and then they were opening up another 12. So everybody's catching this pickleball fever. It's a good way to be social and get a little exercise.
Can I ask a question? What happened to the other little ball sport that you'd play on the beach with the little net and you'd spike it down?
Spike ball.
I thought that was going to blow up. What happened to that? Weren't they playing that on ESPN and stuff for a little while, like a couple years ago?
Really? Maybe on the Ocho.
Did it fall off? First time I'm hearing of spike ball.
You've never heard of spike ball?
Never.
I saw people playing
the slam ball.
Yeah, I played it a little bit. But
fun.
It was kind of overrated. Maybe it's just because I sucked at it.
It's a fun beach game.
Sounds generic.
Yeah, I'm seeing a new like football throwing one with the field goal deal. You're like throwing the ball and you land it into like this little trash can kind of thing. Oh. It's just like a football throwing deal. I don't know. It looks pretty cool. It's popping up in my algorithm quite a bit.
Huh. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm a football guy. I guess you guys aren't.
I get the golf and soccer ones.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I get a lot of toxic Latinas in my algorithms.
Yeah. I've said too much.
You can tell they're toxic throughout the video, throughout this quick video.
He puts in the hashtag Muy Toxico.
That's right.
Muy Toxico.
Yeah. Tortas and Toxicas, man. That's pretty much all my algorithm is these days.
The ASMR satisfying videos, they've been popping up on me pretty heavy. Yeah, these
the shoe shine ones, you get those?
I haven't gotten the shoe shine.
No, shoe shine.
The shoe shine ones are interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes a world of difference if you got nice dress.
Shoe shine videos?
Yeah. Shoe shine.
So Brian's feet is like chores. Yeah. Cooking, cleaning.
How to make your bed.
Best way to mow your lawn.
Dude.
How to fold your clothes. Here's a steamer. How do you use it?
Totally.
How to iron a shirt.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I could use that video.
You guys have a good weekend.
Phenomenal.
Watch the U.S. Open. What'd you do?
A lot of sports going on. Got my guitar. Started playing the guitar this weekend. Just good vibes. I can't really say any lows. Fred was moving, so I know he was moving around. But
where'd you
weekend over here?
I didn't move anywhere. No, I had to drive down to Houston to move my daughter.
Okay.
So did that yesterday. Wrapped that up this morning. Got some quality time with the kiddo. And
so Father's Day, you got to move then, huh?
I did.
Moved Houston yesterday. Swamp ass moving
Bro,
in the summer.
That
is
brutal, dude.
Really disastrous.
And you know what? It was yesterday.
Lose some weight?
All I'm going to say is this, and look, this is the first time I've been back in Houston since I moved to Dallas last year.
You don't miss it.
Houston sucks, right?
Man, I hate to say it. I don't.
Oh.
I don't.
You love Bring Houston.
It. I don't miss it.
Oh, you don't miss it? Okay, good.
I don't. I was relieved to see that the drivers down there are just as bad as the ones here, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
Driving in Texas.
Can we stop? I mean, what is it going to take before people stop driving slow in the left lane? Like,
oh,
for God's sakes. You remember the game?
You got to bump them a little bit.
Well, it's just crossing my mind.
Hit them.
You two will be old enough to remember this. You guys remember the game Master Blaster?
Yes.
Where you could blow up cars in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
What was that console?
I got Spy
Hunter. No, it was an arcade game.
Oh, arcade.
It's one of those arcade games.
It might have come out on Sega.
Exactly, but it was never quite the same on your whatever console you used, but in the arcade with the tokens.
Tornado
Tears. Master Blaster. Come on.
By the way,
real quick, who remembers Showbiz? Anybody? You guys were mentioning
Showbiz Pizza.
You guys were talking about mascots earlier.
Yeah,
the gorilla.
Yeah, that gorilla, the bear, the gorilla.
I'm telling you, that gorilla. I'll tell you what.
Showbiz.
It was
baby.
He was Harem before Harem. Okay. Showbiz pizza. This, so,
hey, why does your crew have their shirts off today?
It's hot as hell in here, man.
Whoa, okay.
The pimp cup has been hot for a few weeks.
Our crew.
Okay, this is definitely bled
guys,
into the main guys, studio.
It's hot now.
I've been a shell of myself today, dude.
Yeah, bro, it's hot.
Oh wow.
They've all got their shirts off.
It feels awful.
Is that Trevor the Creator back there going shirtless?
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Wow.
They have their shirts off in protest.
Yeah. Look at this.
They have their shirts off in protest.
Okay. Wow, Ross, boss. Wow, Jed, everybody's shirtless.
It's getting pasty, boys.
I didn't know Ross had
Get your big
nips.
Ass on the camera.
The no shirt evening energy is back. What's coming up tonight, Joe?
Those guys have nothing on Ted Emmerich, let me tell you.
Seriously, what do we have coming up tonight? Blake story time, a little bar exam, a little fair foul, Connor live save from Blogging the Boys. And, I'm sure there'll be some other frivolity and hijinks that we'll get into.
Looking forward to it. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control. We just went 5 hours flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Of course, Woolchuck and Chia follow Carter Freeman. He was here for a while, wasn't he? Coordinate your video. You can watch us at 105.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Like the video. Okay, let's get the likes up. Sub and hit the bell button so you don't miss when we go live or upload. For Broadus, I'm Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation, Eddie.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.